So in this week's parasha, we have a sugya that comes up. It's an interesting sugya that when Avraham Avinu gets a bris milah, so the Torah says Hashem tells Avraham, that your name will not be called Avraham, but rather your name will be Avraham, ki Avraham goyim misaticho. So Rashi explains Avraham goyim. It's an acronym for the words. Originally, he was just a father for Aram. He was the, by the way, just parenthetically, this idea of being a father means he was the conduit of Hashem's Shefa to come down to the world, came through Avram. So until now, he was only for Aram, where he lived. He was born, I should say. But now he's an Av of the whole world. But Lezalzim and Kamei the Reish does not get removed. Okay, but the pasuk says that your name will not be called Avram anymore, but rather. So we have a Gemara in Brachas, and the Gemara says Avram who Avram. The pasuk says Avram is Avram. B'tchil nasa Avram, b'lozev nasa Avlo chaloilam kulay. Sarai he Sarah, b'tchil nasa Sarai lul masa. Originally, she was called Sarai. She's only a royalty, a princess for her own nation. I think Sarai is a lashon of my, like a much more personalized, specific term of royalty. At the end, she becomes Sarah, the royalty for the entire world. Okay? Tani Bakabar, Kolakai Avram, Avram, Oyver Basay. If you refer to Avram by name Avram, you transgress on the mitzvah asay. Shneemar, like it says in the pasuk, why is Shimcha Avraham? Your name will be Avram. So the Gemara understands that, Bar Kappara understands that as a mitzvah asay to refer to Avram by the name Avraham and not Avram. Okay, we'll try to see as we move along. That's if someone is named Avram. Can someone be named Avram? There are actually people I know today who are named Avram. Can someone be named Avram? That we'll see later. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, over the lav, he also transgresses a lav. Your name will not be called anymore Avram. So the Gemara asks, Sarai, if you call Sarai by name Sarai, here also you should transgress. So the Gemara answers, there Hashem told Avram, Sarai yishlecha loisikaya shema, Sarai ki Sarai shema. So that was a commandment to Avram vis-a-vis his wife, but not in a general sense to the rest of the world. So the Gemara asks, if you refer to Yaakov as Yaakov, because Hashem says your name will not be Yaakov, but rather Yisrael, here also it should be Aser. Shani Asam, the Hadra Hadrikra, there the Torah specifically returned the name Yaakov to him, the Siv, Yaakov, Yaakov. So there clearly, even though he already had the name Yisrael, he still retained the name Yaakov. Masiv Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin. Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin asked, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, after who Hashem Elokim Hashem Bachar to be Avram. Hopefully, if you showed up on time for davening this morning, you said this pasuk in Pesukah Dezimra. You are Hashem Elokim who chose Avram. So the Eretz calls him Avram. I'm going to awesome Navi you to come and stop the Shvach Hidri Rachman Ramai Dehava Mekara. There, the Navi is arranging the praise of Hashem by speaking about what happened originally. Okay, so there is the Gemara that it's problematic to refer to Avram as Avram. Okay, so let's explore a little bit this issue and figure out whether indeed there is an Isser and an Asay not to call someone in of Avram Avram. So we have over here a Marsha, even though I have the whole Marsha over here, but just basically the bottom line of the Marsha, quite literally. Vida, you see where the arrow is, ki akayel Avram Avram lo yizachru ha-poiskim. The poiskim don't mention it at all. There is ve-lav v'asei, there is a lav and an asei. Afil lo ha-yirak asmachta ba-alma, even if the posik is not actually an asei and a lav, but just an asmachta, ha-avalu la-hazkir, they should mention it. There is be-niya yisura, and there's an iser, v'tzarchiyim, and tzarchiyim. Okay, so the Marsha, who by the way lived in the 1500s, says that the Paiskim, meaning L'Chayri means all the Rishonim who preceded him, the major Paiskim, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, etc. Don't mention this Isser or this Asay. Rabbi Kiva Eger comes to the rescue on the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, look at the left side, Magen Avraham Simin Kuf Nun Vav, V'Ayin Pri Chadash, Soif Simin Samach Zayin. Okay, so let's indeed see the Magen Avraham. A classically terse Magen Avraham, those who are Magen Avraham know he's quite terse. He says, Hakol Avram, Avram Oyver Ba'Sevelav. So the Magen Avraham brings down this halacha. However, the Noida Behuda, in his Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch, says, in the Dagomer Vava, Roy Matzasi Zabim Bemina Mitzvahs, I have not found this in any count of the mitzvahs. But I'm Bishior Knesset Zagdoyla, Bisayf HaSefer Beklolim Nifrodim Ois Reshe. Okay, so the Dagomer Vava points out that none of the mitzvah counters bring this to the Lava and Asay. Now, we could understand the Magen Avraham saying it's an Asay and a Lav, it's an Asmachta, and that would explain why none of the mitzvah counters bring it down. But we're not done yet. Comes along the Pri Chadash that Rebbe Kiva Eger referred us to, and he says, Umikan Raya, the Hodan Rin Oiver Mishim Lay Sisa, Hainam Midrabonim. Whatever exactly the Gemara is whatever he's talking about over there exactly, that in a certain case, I think maybe he's talking about a Shah of a Bracha Levatala. That one who your over on Lysisa, you shall not bear the name of Hashem in vain, is only Midrabanon. Kidamrino Mesafer Kama de Brochus. Akar Avram, Avram, Oyver Basay Velav, Behem Perakama de Yuma Hasoch Sichaschun Oyver Basay. One who speaks regular, mundane talk, your over on Asay. That's a lot of Asays. Uchayotze, a little bit hard to read the word over, Uchayotze Ba, the Im Issa, the ha uchiyotze tuva is a vav missing over there, and you have many similar scenarios. They miss the having their isa because if you tell me that it's a deraisa, I'm going to say rebus abal hashmina natano koichet Reb Yehuda elavadai. Whatever that exactly is going on over there, elavadai the bottom line asmachta ba'almohi, it's just an asmachta. So the Pri Chadash understands that this asay and lav in the Gemara in Brachos by Avram Avram. And in many other places in Shas, where the Gemara says, you're either an asay or a lav, very often is actually an asmachta. Okay? We have discussed in the past this issue of whether it's a lav or not. Another place we discussed this question is by creating machloikis. There are Rishonim who understand by kairach that when the pasuk says there shall not be like kairach anymore, that it is actually a lav. But there are those who say that it's just an asmachta. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry to those who were in the waiting room. I did not notice it. Welcome. Sorry about that. Okay. I will mention again for those who just arrived that Zoom was kind enough to create new quote-unquote security features, i.e. make it more difficult for people to join when you want them to. It's kind of like childproof caps. Childproof caps are great because the adults can't open them, but the kids can. So these security measures are great because those who want to get in can't, and those who you don't want probably manage to bypass them. Anyways, so we have over here, just to recap for those joining, in Shiloh, the Gemara says there's a lav and an asay to refer to Avraham as Avram. And we have over here Shiloh, whether it's deraisa or not. The Marashah points out that none of the poskim, meaning the Rishonim, bring it down. The Magen Avraham does quote it, and Rabbi Kiva Eger refers it to the Magen Avraham, who quotes it, and the Noida Behuda in his Dogomer Vava says it's not found in any of the money on mitzvahs, and the Pri Chadash says it's an asmachta. Okay? The Be'er Sheva, right under the Pri Chadash, says, V'afilu hachi, eino yala asmachta, nonetheless it's only asmachta, v'chein hodam rina b'sot perakama de brachis, so to this that we say then in the first paragraph of brachis, kol ha-kayla avram avram, oiver belav. Whoever calls avram avram is oiver in a lav, shenem av lo yikoyo yis shimcha avram, v'avade she'enoi, rotz loymar belav gomor. It can't mean that the Gemara cannot mean it's a full-fledged lav. because why didn't any of the mitzvah counters count it? So we must conclude that in fact it is an asmachta. Okay? There are other achrenim as well. If you look on the right hand side of the page, in the Nimuki Agriv, he says, Nishalti, I was asked, Madua le manu mani a mitzvah zeis, Ashekvar omibaz al zeh amar shah, the loy chidish was there klum, the marshah didn't really say anything. Vanirali de mashma le a poiskim de in alocha came. They say that the poiskim hold that alocha does not follow this Gemara. The yotzele lehem misugi de Sanhedrin. And they concluded this from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Omar Rebbe Yosi bar Chanina, kol mitzvah shenemar livnei noyach, any mitzvah that was said to Bnei Noyach, Livnei Yisrael, V'lai Nishas B'sinai, Li Yisrael Nemra, V'anu Elanu Elagina Nasha V'gubi Rabbi Yehudu, Mizrach D'Va'el, Im Kein Yesh Lomar Libra D'Kul Yalamash, Nemra Livnei Noyach, V'lai Nishas B'sinai, Hasha Asur Likrei L'Avram Avram. The Gemara says that if you have a mitzvah that was stated to Bnei Noyach, in other words, before Matan Torah, and then was, I shouldn't say Matan Torah, that was stated to Bnei Noyach before Klal Yisrael, came into existence in Mitzrayim, and it was repeated to Bnei Yisrael, then it applies to Bnei Noach. If you have a mitzvah that was given to Bnei Yisrael and not repeated, then it's only given to Bnei Yisrael. And the Gemara says we only have Gidah Noshe according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a whole discussion over there. We have Bris Mila as well, which is and so on. The Gemara has a whole discussion over there. So the Gemara says the mitzvah Hachti Le'el. If you hold this Gemara, then we have this halach as well. The Kuli Alamash Nemar Livinayach Vulanishnas Besinai Hasha Alser Likre Lavram Avram. The Gemara makes no mention of the fact that to Bnei Noach, meaning before Bnei Israel existed, Hashem said, "Don't call Avram Avram." Mm-hmm. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin makes no mention of it. So the Gemara concludes, Bal Karchach. We must conclude that Let's really Lesugi the Gemara Shemken. The Gemara in Sanhedrin does not hold this Gemara in Brachas. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin holds that it's not a lav and asay, it's just Hashem's promise and blessing. And that being the case, it makes sense that they did not count it. Okay? That is the Nimuki Agriv in Brachas. The Maritz Chias in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel says, why did the mitzvah counters leave out this mitzvah, which is a loisase, okay, says the Maritz Chias, it's not shver. The Rambam was shitasay alzul the three like a Yerushalmi paragimel the maid cotton ain lemaiden dover mikay the man taira. You can now learn something from what occurred before man taira. I'm asha alma bepirish hamishna sot paragina nasha the whole dam Yerushalmi besinai neman hainu the ikur toiras avos enem aleinu lechayv, that the Torah given to the avos is generally not an obligation. Rag masha osra atayra aleinu besinai b'shas kabbalas atayra. Only what the Torah asked on Mount Sinai at Matan Torah. We became lavzed the way Yikoshim ha'avrim neimar koyde Matan Torah ve'ein lechayv aleinu. I giranosha. Okay, giranosha is a separate discussion. But al kopanim a mitzvah given before Matan Torah to the avos does not count. Okay, so here we have another approach. So far we have like this. We have those who there is no there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Okay, because the money mitzvahs don't count it, and they're scratching their heads why. We have several achrayim who are saying that it's nasmachta. The Magen Avraham seems to count it. Not clear if the Magen Avraham is counting it as a bona fide lav and asay. It's hard to believe it's lav and asay if none of the money on mitzvahs counted. And then we have the Muki Agriv and the Maritz Chias who are giving different opinions that we don't paskin like this Gemara for various reasons. Okay? We have a Kaftim of Ferach over here who again is going to echo these kinds of sentiments, and he says Masechet Brachos, Sefer Parakama, Tony Bar, it's a typo, Bar Kapora, Kol HaKoyel Avram, Avram, Oyver Baseh, Shnomer Vayishim Chavrom, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Oyver Balav, Loikor Yishim Chavrom, Ube Gracious Rabbo, Parash Ayin Hay, in the Medrash, Rabbi Levi, Omer Baseh, Veloisase. Rabbi Levi says, Nasein Oyser, Loikor Yishim Chavrom, Veloisase, Vayishim Chavrom Baseh. Umiru, Haram, Loimonam, Besefer HaMitzvah Shaloi, Veloi Rabbi Shloima, I think this is referring to Reb Shlomo ibn Gabiro, who famously made a poem including all the mitzvahs, and there are some communities who actually say it Shavuos night. We know the famous Maimer Chazal, the real tradition started from Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem. The Imhoya Kain, Hayroi Lumnis Yeshiva, Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah Zasei. And we should have counted the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael of mitzvah say, which is controversial if it is or not. Hashem told Avram, dwell in the land that I will tell you. So the Katuva Farach says a very interesting point, that only the mitzvahs that came starting from Achodesh Hazel Lochem are included. Okay. There's no mitzvah from Shchoin Ba'aretz. There's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael from there. Now, there may be another source for the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael from Parshas Matzis Maseh. In Parshas, I think Maseh, there's a whole discussion over there about perhaps a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But not from this pasuk in Lech Lecha. So he says, unless we have a Kabbalah that a mitzvah stated before Achodesh is part of the Tariq mitzvahs, it's not included. So he also says it's not included. The Tashbits also, Uchamay Shalem Atzinu, B'minya Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Shehem, Midivrei Kabbalah. Just like we don't find in the Mitzvahs, a Mitzvah that is Midivrei Kabbalah, Lefi Shaloi Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai B'Feirish, Kain Ein Ra, if we have a Mitzvah of Divrei Kabbalah, not 100% clear what Divrei Kabbalah means, could mean means Alach L'Moshe B'Sinai, because it was not given to Moshe at Sinai. Kenein roi limnos ma'ashenemar koidim nesinas hatayra. So too, it's not proper to count what was said before the term was given. Kivish lenemar b'Sinai. Al kein lenachnas b'minyan ha-mitzvahs ma'ashe oma b'rishoin mibrochas klakayla avram avram oivri basay. Okay, we'll stop there, because it was not said by Sinai. So we have a whole bunch of rishoinim reading, not just achroinim, the kaftu v'ferach, and the Tashbos are Rishonim, that it's not included because it was given before Matan Torah. Okay? That brings us now to the next part of our discussion. So here we have a very interesting discussion about another Shtikl Torah, about why we don't go with this Gemara. And I'm going to start over here with Sefer Levoy Aschein, and he says like this: Yesh laheishiv al zeh. The Kamon Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tani Bar Kapara. Hakreil Avram Avram. Oyver Basay Shnemar Loishim Cha Avram. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Oyver Balav Shnemar Loikoy Loishim Cha Avram. Uvimechilta Omar De Iker Drasha Zu Hu Rabbi Loz Ben Azaria. This drasha is actually from Rabbi Loz Ben Azaria. The Dar Sham He Darshan Zomadei Lochem Hine Yamin Bon Nu Hashem Lo Yomer Oyv Chay Hashem. Etc. To what is this comparable? Someone who wanted children. Bas. He had a daughter. So whenever he makes a nether, he makes nether by his daughter's life. Then when he had a son, he niach bas. So he put the daughter aside, and instead he makes nether by the wife of the son. Similarly, we have a drasha, and your name will not be called anymore Avram. The first name goes away, and the second one stands. The Omar, I'm just going to read and then I'll explain. Okay, let me just explain what this means. He's saying like this. We have a famous shaila which we actually talk about on Pesach, and that is there a mitzvah to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night? Okay, because we have Yimei Chayecha Elu Hayomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Elu Halelos, right? As we say in the Haggadah. However, it's actually Machlaikis. In Masechta the Brachos, right around Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara has a Machlaikis around there about this shaila, and the Gemara says that another opinion that Kol Yimei Chayecha is Lahavli Yimei Hamashiach, right? That's the end of that piece. Ben Zayma said Yimei Chayecha Yom Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelos, and the Chacham said Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi Limais Hamashiach. Okay, Rabbi, and the Gemara responds. This is Rabbi Loz Ben Azaria, who sided with Ben Zayma, right? That's what he said. Rabbi Loz Ben Azaria said, "Hari ani kiven shivim shana, v'lo zachizi shetayomer." I was never zayicha to say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night until Ben Zayma darshened it. So Rabbi Loz Ben Azaria is the one who goes with Ben Zayma's drasha that it's talking about the nights. Why? He says you wouldn't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim the nights of Mashiach. Okay, and the mashal he gives in the Medrash is not like the mashal we see in the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara's opinion in a minute. Rabbi Lazar, as I says, it's like someone who wanted sons. He had a daughter, so the daughter was his first kid. He didn't have any sons, so whenever he makes a neder, he does it by the life of his daughter. Once he has a son, the daughter falls by the wayside. We're not getting involved in family politics or feminist movements or. And so on, and so that's not my discussion right now. But then whenever he makes another, he does so by the life of his son. The daughter is out of the picture as far as his making nidarim goes completely. She's not in the picture at all. By the same token, Yitzias Mitzrayim will not be mentioned at all. Lahavi Lois Hamashiach. Okay, it's not mentioned at all. So the pasuk can't mean Lois Hamashiach. It must mean at night. Okay. By the same token, according to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, the name Avraham comes into the picture, the name Avraham is out altogether, completely. However, Avraham Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Omar Shah, Moshe Le'echot, Shepoga Bo'i Ze'ev. This you're probably more familiar, the Gemara there talks about this in Brachis, that it's a marshal to someone who encountered a wolf and he was saved from the wolf. And he was going around telling everyone the story of how he saved from the wolf. By the way, I read that he met a lion, and he was saved from the lion. But he mistaken about my sari, and then he would focus on the story of how he was saved from the lion. Okay, who pierced the part of Rabbi Loz ben Azariah? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai disagrees with Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. The sham lehayanoider oichai habas, because Rabbi Loz ben Azariah says he would no longer mention the daughter's name when he would make a vow whatsoever. Masha'enkin kan the gam kishahoyim mistaper ma'isa ari, even when he's saying over the story of the lion, well he niyach hagamri ma'isa zev. Okay, he did not forget altogether the story of the wolf. Fine, etc., etc. I'm not going to go through everything that he goes through over here, but basically he's saying that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds that even after he has the greater miracle, he'll still discuss the lesser miracle as a secondary tale. He'll still mention it, you know, I was saved from a lion and also from a wolf and also from a snake and so on, but he's still mentioning it. Okay? So, and according to that, even Yimais HaMashiach will still mention Yitzias Mitzrayim as a secondary tale to the miracles of Yimais HaMashiach. Which means, when we come to Avram, it's the same thing. Avram is the primary name, but Avram is not out of the picture. So says the Levi Azchena, Gival de Gevart, according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, then the same way we say that he'll still mention the story of the wolf, because it's still there, it's secondary, but it's still there, and we'll still mention Yitzias Mitzrayim as secondary to Yimais HaMashiach. By the same token, just because Hashem says you'll be called Avram and not Avram, but the same idea applies. It's not out of the picture completely. So he concludes, if you look at the bottom, uvezem moven ma shehevia gemara kan kol asugya Avram or Avram the gami sashiv uvezem ma shehevia Rambam chol apoyzkim haydina da kol Avram Avram over ba'sev alav the zel das rabbi also ben Azaria. Avram ikur Avram tuffel. Avram is secondary. Kemoy Yitzias Mitzrayim Yimais HaMashiach. The same way Yitzias Mitzrayim is secondary to Yimais HaMashiach, but it's there. It's still there on the table. Now he says, one second. The Avagav, the Pasku Hilchas of the Mazkirin, Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelois, even though we pass that you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, which means you hold the Pasuk L'chayra, that means you hold the Pasuk of Kol Yimei Chayecha, is not coming for Yimei Samashiach, it's coming for nights, which means L'chayra, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is out of the picture for Yimei Samashiach, so L'chayra, his whole shtick L'chayra is out the window. Right? He's asking Akasha. He say my hostel clears out the window because we paskin that you do say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. You have to mention it. That being the case, it seems that we paskin that Yitzias Mitzrayim is taka out of the picture totally l'mois hamashiach, and we can use the pasuk of kol to include nights. He says no. According to what we explained, whatever he's talking about over there, the chachamim don't disagree that you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. They just disagree with the drush of the pasuk, okay? And therefore, it'll come out that really we could, in theory, paskin. We do paskin like the chachamim that Yitzias Mitzrayim is not totally out of the picture. They agree to the halacha that you mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, but not to the drush of the pasuk, because the kol is coming to include Yitzias Mitzrayim even L'mois HaMashiach, and by the same token, the name Avram is still around as a secondary name. Consequently, we don't paskin like this Gemara. This Gemara is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that when we say it's out totally, it doesn't remain as a secondary factor. Okay? Very nice shtickle Torah. We have a similar shtickle Torah, if you're still with me, from the Noi de Bihuda, the Tzlach. Okay, it's interesting that so far this is our second Noi de Bihuda, and we have yet to actually come across an actual Noi de Bihuda. But he wrote the Dodol Mervava, his Haggos on Shulchan Aruch and the Mefarshim there. And he had the Tzlach, which stands for Tzion L'Nefesh Chaya, which is his Pirush on Shas. So here he says like this, V'anir L'aniyaz Daiti. Shezat safe with the Brahis of the Elhu. The Chachomim Sheshivu Leben Zoima, Shiloh Tekka Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vehevi Raya Meyakov, Shiloh Neka Shem Yakov in Koimoi. The Chachomim who answered back to Ben Zoima, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is not out of the picture for Yemois HaMashiach, and they bring a Raya from Yakov, that Yakov's name is not totally out of the picture. Him Saimu Divrayim Sheavram Hu Avram. Okay, they complete and they say that Avram is Avram. Sha'afilu achas shekoyi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram, Adayin Avram Hu Avram. Even as Hashem called him Avram, the name Avram is still around. Shelo nekar Hashem Avram imenu. Ki Avram nekar Hashem shu Avram, because they hold that Avram, he's called Avram because he's a father for Avram. V'otu kishnasa avicholo oilam, shuv einoi Avram. When he becomes a father for the whole world, is he no longer a father for Avram? Halo b'chlal masayim mone. Right, we have a rule. It's included. And Lishu Shutafel Avram, he's secondary. Then Bar Kappara and Rabbi Eliezer come to argue. The Hem Sviro Ki Ben Zayma. They all like Ben Zayma. The Nat Kari Tzias Mitzrayim Legamri. Ki Lo Yalfina Mi Yaakov. They say you don't want Avram Yaakov. The Shiny Yaakov. Yaakov is different. The Hadre Kra. Aval Avram the Loya Hadre Kra. Avram and Avram. Okay. Ki Mishal Shenikra Avram. Nek Hashem Avram Legamri Vo'ivir Ba'asay Belav. And then he says, "Shuvar isi b'teisefta the mechilta k'mashikasavti." Brings a raya from the teisefta from the mechilta, like he said. The also the kamri loyshadak yitzias mitzrayim kaitu by lekoy yoshim chayakov kaitu by altizkiru rishainos kaitu by sarai ishtacha kaitu by lekoy yoshim chavram b'tchila avlaram. So you see in the teisefta and the mechilta that they put everything together in one group. It's all there. If you hold that when the Torah says that something will go away, it means completely, it's across the board. And if you hold that it remains as a secondary, it's across the board. So the Nadav Yehuda says very similar to what the Levoyas Chain says. Okay? And he continues the next piece, and he points out that this Gemara of Avram Avram, Hariv Narosh, Hishmitu Kolze, Vilei Evi Eklal. Vatav Tumua, Lama Lai Evi, Vale Hudover Anoyeg, Leida, Lizor, Shilei Likur, Avram Avram. Vigamar Ambam, Lai Hizkir, Dover Zeh, Bechiburi HaGodol. Okay? So he says, why didn't any of the Rishonim bring this down? Vigam Tema, or Rabbeinu HaGodol, Shilei Hizkir, didn't say, Bismak Shilei, B'minyan Mitzvahs. Why didn't the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan mention it? V'chein Kolmani HaMitzvahs Lo'ez Kiru Mitzvahs V'klal. V'lefi Misparam Shnisham Lohem Minyan Tayyad B'li Mitzvahs. According to their count, that they have 630 mitzvahs without this mitzvah. You have two extra mitzvahs. Okay, Rabbi Sheva. We saw the Yeshiva says that it's an asmachta. Udvar v'duchukim, it's a doichik. To say it's an asmachta. It's not an asmachta. V'oyrakati mayane loma shmita arif v'arash ishuzeh. Furthermore, why do the Rif and the Rosh not mention it? They're not mitzvah counters. V'otu isud rabbana ina ma'alim b'chiburim. Do the Rif and the Rosh not count mitzvahs? And it's obvious that it's shver on the Rambam. Why didn't he mention it in his Yara Chazokah? We just finished saying that it's a machloikis. And this thing itself is machlokes ben zayin v'chachamim. Whether there's not same alois asay, who may up to now noshes leiv v'plukta the ben zayma v'rabbanon halacha k'divrei mi. So now let's figure out, like, whom do we paskin in the machlokes ben zayma and rabbanon? So we're getting back involved in that shiloh. I'm going to skip through all that. And he just go to the bottom line once again. Since the Rif and the Rosh bring the words of Rabbi Shuv and Karcha, I'm not going to go through everything over here right now. They concluded that, in fact, the mitzvah of Yitzchak Mitzrayim does not apply at night, like the Chachamim of our Mishnah. So he wants to say that he brings Rayas, and in fact, the Rif and the Rosh paskin, that there's no mitzvah to mention Yitzchak Mitzrayim at night, and therefore that means that if it says it's not mentioned at all. That they hold that if it's not mentioned, it's still mentioned as a secondary. Consequently, they go like the pasuk that Koli Mechayecha is referring to Yimayis HaMashiach. It's a secondary, and therefore there's no drasha in the pasuk to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. They don't paskin that way. They paskin there's no mitzvah to mention at night. That means that it's a mitzvah to mention Yimayis HaMashiach. That means that even though it's not primary, it's still secondary. And therefore, Avram is also secondary. On the contrary, Avram is Avram, like we said before. Therefore, there's no mention. The problem is the Rambam, because the Rambam should pass like the Perikah of Mikriya Shema, Shema is Kirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelois. The Rambam does pass in that we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. This kasha was raised by the Levayas Chayin, Kivar Pirashti, Taimoy de Iu Svirle, Bedin Zechira, Lanechel Guchachamon Klal. And in fact, like the Levayas Chayin said, the Chacham don't argue on the actual din. Like the Chacham, Yalfina, Meachkra, the Kol Yimechayecha. Okay, just that they don't darshan from this pasuk. Okay, so at the end of the day, the Nadi Yehuda is basically saying the same thing as the Levi Aschein, that this Gemara in Brachis of whether it is an Isra and an Asay to call Avram Avram is a machloikis, and it depends how you darshan the pasuk of Kol Yimechayecha. And everyone seems to paskin that we darshan it like Ben Zayma, that like the Chachamim, that is Lahavi Limayis HaMashiach. There's just a shaila whether the Chachamim agree to the principle that you have to mention at night. But everyone paskins like the Chachamim that, in fact, you darshan the pasuk Kol Yimechayecha Lahavi Limayis HaMashiach. Consequently, we see that even though it's not primary, it's secondary, and the same thing is true for Avram Avram. It would come out then, according to this approach, that there's no problem whatsoever to mention the name Avram. That's what will come out. So it comes out a big nafkamina la'alacha. According to the Levayas Chayim, and according to the Nadi Yehuda, we paskin there's no iser to say Avram at all. According to the other Achrayim and some Rishonim we saw earlier, it's nasmachta. It means it is aser. And in fact, the Magen Avraham brings it down. So it would seem according to them that there is an issue. Which brings us to an interesting Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says, V'atani Avram Chayzah. Whatever else he says is not our discussion. Is a name in the Gemara in Gittin, Avram. One second. I thought you can't call someone Avram. So the Maharetz Chias comes along and he says, Nichda betzidei ve'isi b'seder adayis erich Avram shekalsa v'lulei demistafina meina shetzorich loymar avimi choizo. In Seder Adaris, he says, if I wouldn't be embarrassed to say so, I would say that it should say Avimi Chayzo. He does not give a reason about Dua Tzrichim Ahachlif. But Ulai Yakoshal Achri Sha'amu Chazal. Say for a comment, the Brach is called Kayla Avram, Avram, Oiver Basev, Loisase. But I am the Sefer Beshmuel, Shem Isanoshin, Ois Aleph, the Bizmanenu, Koshim Avram, Nikra Al Shem Avram Avinu. In the Beshmuel, when he talks about the names of people, what's an afkamina? If you're writing a get, you have to write the correct name. If the name is wrong, the get is possible, and it creates big, big problems. So what if a guy's name is Avram, right? Anyone who learned get knows, anyone who ever saw a get knows that we have layers and layers of kepeda to get every single possible name of the guy, right? Avram, Yankel, Shmerel, Yaakov, Hamechune, Yankel, Hamechune, Avi, Hamechune, Avrami, Hamechune, etc., 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 right? Every name and nickname goes into that get. You have to cover every last base, okay? So if a guy is called Avram, what name do you put in the get, or for that matter, in the ksuba, okay? So he says, the Bizmanenu Koshim Avram Nikra Hashem Avram Avinu, Umutneze Kaisvin Beget Avram Mali Behei. The Beis Shmuel paskins that if you have a get, you write Avraham. Nonetheless, he concludes in the name of the Marshal, if you know as a Kabbalah that this guy's name is Avram, not Avram, it's not just a mistake, but in fact his name is Avram, and then he is a Siba, as I Kaisvin Gamayoim Shem Avram Ein Shom. There was some reason to call him Avram. Very, very interesting discussion. So this Shaila has nafkaminis halacha. And the Beis Shmuel concludes that even if he's called Avram, you write Avram, unless you know for a fact that there's a reason to call him Avram specifically. Otherwise, we assume his name was originally Avram, which could create all sorts of interesting shilas. I will tell you, on a related note to this, very interesting, when I got married, so my Rosh Hashiva is Masada Kedushin, my father's name is Simcha Leib. That's his full name. Okay? But he spells Leib with two yuds. And in fact, my aunt, his sister, calls him Simcha Leib. Two yuds is Leib. One yud is Leib. Right? So my Rosh Hashiva called me, and he asked me, I had told him that my father said he spells it with two yuds. So he called me up and he said, he's called Simcha Leib, it should be one yud. So my father had told me to tell him that when he got married, Reb Tuvia Goldstein Zatzal had written two yuds. So my Rosh Hashiva called me to confirm this fact, that in fact my father said this, that Reb Tuvia Goldstein was Simcha on this, and that Reb Tuvia Goldstein was one of the major poskim, was nifter, about 20 years ago or so. He had written it that way, and he wrote it that way in the ksuba. So in my ksuba, it says Mordechai Eliyahu ben Simcha Leib. It's spelled with two yuds, even though it's pronounced Leib with one yud. It's written two yuds Leib. Very interesting shaila. So a similar thing over here also. Avram, Avram. If you know for a fact he's named Avram, you write Avram. But otherwise, he says it's a mistake, and really his name is Avram. Okay. So if anyone ends up being misadir again, make sure you're aware of this shaila. In any event, just to conclude with two more interesting bits over here, the Chizkuni says, HaKarel Avram Avram Oiver Basay, L'fishim Islava Imoi Bigeus, because this was his name that he had when he was still a goy. Ve'ein Livrach Miyashu B'charta Ba'Avram, also Kral, who's the Komisader, Shmachid Avram, Ma'ad Avam Eikara, Pirush Asher B'charta B'yashmoi, Avram, Mitzant Shmai Avram. Avo Yaakov Chayzer V'Kara Yaakov V'Fishim Shmoni Islava Imoi Bi'adus. Yaakov's name stays because it stayed with him. It was already his name in his state of Jewishness after Avram already got a bris mila. But because it was people, humans, who gave them these names, therefore their names could change. Hashem himself chose the name Yitzchak, Shemai Lo Nishtana. Very interesting. Avraham and Yisrael, Yaakov, got new names from Hashem himself, because the names they got started with were names given by humans. Okay? Yitzchak's name was chosen by Hashem, and therefore his name didn't change. And just to conclude with a word from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he says, "Mikan yesh smach l'ashen noegin likur shem liyelud b'shas hamila." That's a whole sugya. But he's just saying that the fact that Avram got a name at his bris, a new name, he says that's a smach for the minig to give a name to the child, the boy, at his bris. There's a big shiloh. If a bris gets pushed off for an extended period of time, do you give the child a name? Very often, if it gets pushed off for a while, then the b'stak, they should name the baby if the bris can't happen for a long time. Okay, but normally, we wait for the bris. All right, Rabbi Sai, that is the sugya.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What about the women's names? Bizman Azeh, there is not anymore Sarah, Rivka, Rachel. There's Rivki, Suri, Basi. You know, and all that. My, yeah.
As far as what? As far as writing in a get?
No, yeah. I mean, all the names need to be the real names. Like,
yeah, no, Kanami. So,
there is Rivki, Suri, Rufi. What happened to Rachel? What happened to Sarah? What happened to
Kanami? I mean, in a get, I think they're marked to write all the nicknames of the wife as well. You know, and sometimes it gets pretty lengthy. If you've ever seen a get, you'll know that you have all sorts of names put in there. If he goes, let's say, by his English name in business, you know, so his name is Avram. He's called, he's referred to as Avrami by his friends. In his business, he's referred to as Abe. They will write very often all those names in the get. Every single name that he's called by, you know, it will be mentioned in the get usually. Yeah, and that's true for the women as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I go to Bach, everyone. Stay warm and safe.
Have a good day.
Good day.
I go to Winter.
Good in Winter. Yeah.
Culture.